Here we have to bath and to bathe. These are both verbs. To bath, wash yourself in the tub to get clean. To bathe, emerge, immerse, physically or metaphorically, in something. To apply a liquid for healing or soothing. Bath the baby, wash his face carefully. She bathed in the reflected glory of her husband's Nobel Award. She opted for the warm bath again. Bathe the wound in iodine. Jane and Mark went bathing in the pond. Our reading. Human chronic wound macrophage bathing. Monocytes and macrophages are plastic cells whose functions are governed by microenvironmental cues. Wound fluid bathing the wound tissue reflects the wound microenvironment. Current literature on wound inflammation is primarily based on the study of blood monocyte-derived macrophages, cells that have never been exposed to the wound microenvironment. In the bathroom, there are two main uses for the bathroom. One is to have a shower or bath to clean yourself. The other is to go to the toilet. When you want to clean yourself, you use the shower where you stand up, or the bathtub where you sit in a lot of water. Almost every house has a shower. This is where you clean yourself by standing in a cubicle where water comes out of a shower head which is situated on the wall above your head. Sometimes the shower is not in a cubicle but combined with a bathtub. When this happens, you usually need a shower curtain so that the water doesn't splash onto the bathroom floor. Vocabulary. Now the first word we have, the B-A-T-H-I-N-G, can be bathing or bathing, and it depends on the context. Now, if we have the word costume, I imagine that this is a bathing costume, because a bathing costume seems rather strange. The bathing station, the bather, the bathroom, the bathtub, the bathing tub, or the bathing tub. This depends on what we want to use it for.